Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Dan Hedrington from SEH.
My name is Dan Hedrington. I'm a principal and a senior project manager with SEH, which is Short Elliott Hendrickson.
All right, so let's talk a little bit. Let's get an update on the Davis Refinery out in Belfield, North Dakota. You know, we've been following this pretty close here at Building the Bakken and the Crude Life and our other sister show, Coffee and Capitalism. And, you know, I've been kind of scanning some of the articles that have been coming across and a little bit of mixed message at times revolving this permit process. And I wanted to ask your opinion, and you're kind of an expert in this field and you're working on the project. So I think you could probably validate and add quite a bit of credence to what's going on out there. Here, I'm going to kind of quote this verbatim here. The state of North Dakota is committed to the health and economic welfare of its citizens. The North Dakota Department of Health Environmental Health Section is charged with making sure that projects such as Meridian Energy Group's Davis Refinery meet stringent federal and state air quality emission requirements. The proposed Davis Refinery air quality application is a top priority, and the department will work with Meridian through the application review process to ensure that the Davis Refinery meets federal and state air quality requirements. What are your thoughts on the quote from David Glatt, department section chief?
Well, actually, I mean, I like that quote very much. I mean, it's a very professional response about a very complicated responsibility. So really, just to kind of get to the meat of what he said there, is that he makes reference to stringent federal and state air quality emissions and all that kind of stuff. Really what it boils down to is that this project is highly regulated, especially when it comes to air emissions and air quality, highly, highly regulated. So what it boils down to is he and his staff have dedicated a team of people to review our project, to go through it thoroughly. And I'm talking about every little component, everything you can imagine. They look at not only the big picture and what the overall emissions are, they look at individual pieces of equipment and what kind of emissions those equipment have, and then what kind of guarantees that the manufacturers of those equipment will give. So it's his references to that, I mean, is right on the money. And the other point that I really took out of that was that it's a top priority for him and his staff and his team to review this project, which we've seen. And I can vouch for that firsthand. I can say, yeah, they are working their cans off on this thing. It's going very well. And we're very thankful for that. They have dedicated team members that are jumping all over this. They're going through it thoroughly. We're expecting a letter where they're asking for a little bit of clarification on some of the data that, you know, we provided them, and that clarification is detailed. I mean, it's down inside the nitty gritty, if that makes sense. If you don't mind me kind of giving you that, but it what it tells me is that they are going through this thing with a fine tooth comb, and we're pleased as all get out because of the amount of attention that they're giving it. They are taking it very, very seriously, and we appreciate it tremendously because we've put a lot of effort into designing this facility, understanding the internal workings of it thoroughly so that we could reduce the emissions as much as possible.
I'm going to take your comment and I'm going to sandwich it together with Terry O'Claire from the State Department. I talked to him a few weeks ago about a variety of things, and the Davis Refinery came up, and he made a comment that stuck with me, which is, this is the first refinery in 40, 50 years, Greenfield Refinery in the United States, and they want to ensure that it is clean and that all the regulations are met. And he made an example, you know, kind of like just even internally, some of the gadgets that are being put in there, the pipes and some of the air ducts and things like that, based on Edward Martinez's comments with Zia Engineering, some of the advancements they make. And that's what he said about how they got to go all the way back to the manufacturer in order to ensure that all this information is correct. And the first thing I thought of was timelines and anxiety. And, you know, because when you're talking about the first Greenfield refinery in the United States, in 40, 50 years, everybody wants to make sure this is correct. And from the state of North Dakota's perspective, they're going to be setting a standard now for the entire industry. Talk to me a little bit about how, you know, you guys, I imagine you've got some timelines. Is everybody okay with this? Is everybody being patient? Let me just phrase it that way. Is everybody being patient with this whole deal?
Oh, yes. Everyone is. So we're in the process of trying to permit the state-of-the-art facility that is going to be the newest in decades and decades. And so what's happening is that we fully expect that the governing authorities involved with this are going to be going through it thoroughly. So this is something we expect. Like I said, we're thrilled with everybody that we've been dealing with in North Dakota, just the amount of attention they're giving to it, the amount of priority that they're giving our project. Is the timeline, you know, would we like to see it faster? Of course, everybody does. You'd like to see things move along so that you can get, you know, shovels in the ground sooner and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, those of us that are involved with the construction end of things, we're going, you know what, winter comes fast in North Dakota, and when it hits hard. So we want things sooner, but we would much more rather have a situation where the authorities that are reviewing this and approving these applications have 100% confidence that what we're saying is true, the information we're providing is accurate, and that if someone, you know, tries to argue the fact later on, that we'll have all of our ducks in a row and everything will have been done properly. So on the whole, we're very, very pleased with what's going on. We're looking forward to working with these governing officials as we move along, but things are going very well.
Is there anything specifically that you guys are kind of keeping an eye on type of a thing when it comes to the air quality?
Well, so we know 100%. We're 100% confident that the North Dakota officials are reviewing our project and they're reviewing it thoroughly. So right now, like I said, the latest and the greatest is that we're expecting a letter asking for some clarifications on some of the data that was supplied to them, and we're going to respond to that very, very quickly. So as soon as we get that official, you know, request, we'll jump on that, provide them with information as they continue to review it. We're hoping for a situation where they deem the application complete, that they have all of the data that they need to make their decisions. That's why they're actually asking for just a little bit of data now. Once that happens, we'll be in a great position to where they finalize their review, and hopefully we'll get our permit sooner than later.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dan Hendrington from SEH, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Set the pot to boil and the dinner table was set. She had collard greens and a pot of baked beans, but she hadn't cooked the main course yet.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Now sometimes you gotta look back and see where you went wrong. If you can't do that, you won't be around too long. That hand should have seen it coming.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
Where you end up depends less on luck than what you do or what you got. So keep your head on a swivel, look both ways when you cross the street, 'cause this world is full of sharks and wolves, and all they ever do is eat. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Let's take a moment and talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field. Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and there is currently minimal refining capacity in the region, and the Davis Refinery will be addressing that need. Plus, the Davis Refinery will utilize North Dakota's energy resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.